Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
What is free to somebody is very expensive to somebody else. That's the reality of it. There is no free lunch. There is no free ride. And in the process of trying to provide things free, we are destroying this system.
That was Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin speaking on Wednesday to an invite-only rally, time to drum up momentum for the Senate Republican health care bill. Kentucky is ground zero for the health care debate. The Trump administration holds it up as a symbol of Obamacare's failure. Of course, it's the home of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell leading the charge to try to pass that Senate bill. It's also home of Republican Senator Rand Paul, conservative, libertarian, who says he'll vote no on McConnell's bill because it's not conservative enough. Meanwhile, few states have gained more from the Affordable Care Act than Kentucky has. Adult insurance rates dropped 12 percentage points after the ACA, and nearly 450,000 Kentuckians gained coverage through the state's Medicaid expansion. Jason Bailey is executive director of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. He joins me now. Jason, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The story of the Affordable Care Act in Kentucky, Jason, really in many ways is a story of Medicaid.
Yeah, you know, Medicaid expansion was the biggest part of the coverage gains that we saw, and the reason is that Kentucky's a poor state, and we had many of the people who were uninsured were low-income people who work in low-wage jobs, for example, whose employers didn't offer them insurance or they couldn't afford the insurance that was offered. And so they were eligible for the Medicaid expansion. So it has certainly been the leading edge of the coverage gains that we've seen.
But what about the exchanges, the private insurance exchanges? How have they been functioning in Kentucky?
Well, you know, initially Kentucky set up its own exchange, which it called Connect under the previous governor, Governor Beshear. And it was extremely successful. I mean, it has signed up lots of people who were eligible for that. A number of insurers participated in the marketplace. The number of people who signed up through the marketplace is more or less the same today. But we're starting to see some reductions in the number of insurers. The current governor, Governor Bevin, eliminated that program called Connect, moved Kentucky to the federal exchange, which has caused some disruption. And there's no question that the conversation about repealing the Affordable Care Act, the notion that the president will not necessarily enforce the individual mandate and other things that are happening, the uncertainty, is creating some disruption in that market. But, you know, it's still a functioning market, and lots of people are able to get their coverage through that. And the problem is the bill that's in front of Congress now, the bill that's in front of the Senate, would certainly destabilize the markets and result in lots of people losing their coverage.
What are out-of-pocket costs like in Kentucky for people who get their coverage on the exchange?
Well, the premiums are actually quite low because of the subsidies that are part of the Affordable Care Act. About 80% of people get subsidies who participate in the exchange, and after those subsidies, their average premium is about $140 a month. Now, there are certainly people, especially as you go up the income level, whose deductibles are too high. But as far as the premiums themselves and what people have to pay, because the way the Affordable Care Act is designed, the costs are not unreasonable, and that's why about 80,000 people continue to sign up for it just as they did a few years ago. I think if you ask Kentuckians today, do you want to get rid of the protections for pre-existing conditions? Do you want to throw more than 400,000 people off of Medicaid coverage? Do you want to do the other things that are in the bill in front of the Senate now? They would not be popular in Kentucky, just as they are not popular anywhere in the country.
In few places around America is the actual conversation about health care more important than in Kentucky. Jason Bailey, executive director of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks for having me.